Okay, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Friday snack edition of Schnit Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. Today we have my good friend Hannah Berner with us. Hannah, what's up?
What's up, baby?
Happy to have you back. Hannah, what's your song that's bringing us into the weekend?
Okay, this one is a hot one. I like to say it slaps, it bops. It's called My Type by Saweetie. So S-A-W-E-E-T-I-E.
Great song.
And the background music is like Freak Leak, Petey Pablo. That's a throwback, you guys. Like, I can taste the Four Loko when I listen to that.
Did you see that Four Loko is... Hold on. Well, let's play the song. Yeah. Rich nigga, eight figure, that's my type. That's my type, nigga, that's my type. 8-inch bagel, that's the pipe. Bad bitch, I'ma ride a dick all night. Rich nigga, eight figure, that's my type. That's my type, nigga, that's my type. 8-inch bagel, that's the pipe. That's my type, nigga, that's my type. Rinse new whip, ride around dips. I can see why all these basic hoes pissed. Bust down, wrist, not a bust down, bitch. Said I want your man, no the fuck I don't fist. Bitch, please. Lamborghini keys. Pussy dripping ice, he get flown out to me. Bitch, please. I want a man with the beads. Pussy from the bag, going dumb on a D. See on my lips, take a little sip. Privacy on the door, I'ma make the shit grip. So did you see Four Loko is coming out with seltzers?
I saw that and I'm scared because all I do is drink as much Spike Seltzer as I can. That's my only hobby in the summer is Spike Seltzer.
Oh, for sure. And it makes me 14% ABV. So like you're pretty strong.
You black out after two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see you. You're petite.
Okay.
One and a half, probably.
I don't drink Spike Seltzers, but if I did, I would.
Why don't you?
I don't like carbonation. You know that. Maybe you don't.
She's like, honey, you know that. I'm like, I didn't know
married,
that.
We're married,
Oh, yeah.
Hubby?
I called her hubby instead of honey, but I kind of liked
like
hubby.
It. Like, I might add the diamond ring to your contact name.
Honey. I know. If I don't have a heart next to my name, it's like, are we even friends?
I feel like no. I have a friend who has my name in as, like, first name, last name, all lowercase, and I'm like, do you hate me? Like, what's the deal?
The best is when you're dating a guy for 6 months and it's still like his name and the bar you met him in. That's where you show him his place.
Well, everybody here is like Jack Barstool.
Yeah.
There's also like six Jacks. So sometimes I'll text one and be like, not for you. Wrong Jack.
But yeah, even like once you change the guy's name to his real last name, that means like you're probably getting married.
Totally.
So don't change it unless you know he's the one.
I feel like once you put the contact in, like, because I never save numbers. If I save your number from beyond maybe Tyler.
See, I'm different. I will put the name on all the numbers because I need to know who I need to not respond to, if that makes sense.
Are you a bad, like, responder?
No, but if I, like, don't want to talk to a guy and I get a random number and he's like, hey, what's up? And I say sup, then I'm in a conversation.
Mm,
but if it's, like, an annoying dude that I don't want to talk to, I know.
So you can say, like, don't answer this.
True. I have a terrible memory. I would never remember, like, an area code or anything.
But that's why, like, if I don't put the number in, I don't want to talk to them.
Oh.
You see? There was this guy I was hooking up with for several months. And I never put his number in.
3 years.
It was like 3 months, though. And he got really mad at me because one night we were like at his place and he was like, oh, wait, will you pull up that meme I sent you or whatever? And we were like trying to show a friend. And I pulled it up and he looked at my phone. He's like, you don't have my number saved? I was like, no. And he's like, really? And I was like, fine, I'll fucking put it in. I put it in as his name is a loser. Like, you're being a
dude. Guys
right
need
now.
To earn that shit.
You do, because you need to earn my time and my attention.
Yeah. And then, so you would never text him first because you didn't know what his number is?
I would scroll through because I knew that it started with 217. Like, I had memorized it at that point.
What's that area code?
St. Louis.
Interesting.
Yes.
St. Louis is interesting because it's like
or
the
Springfield.
It's not mid. It's not the Midwest. It's not the South. It's like in between.
Yeah, it's like that weird like middle ground, like middle. It's true middle America.
I like that because you don't know how to stereotype him, except that.
No, he was like a farm boy, middle of nowhere. He would say that he had like the Pin Pen merger accent. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know if anybody knows what that means.
I have no idea.
I'm okay, yeah. I didn't know. I just said yes. I didn't know what it meant.
Should I Google it?
So when he'll say like, "Hey, can Pin Pen merger." So his I sound and his S sounds would like merge together. So he would ask me for like a pen to write and he'd be like, do you have a pin?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a guy from Minnesota right now.
Oh,
and he's always like, fucking
that.
A, let's go for a rip. Oofda.
Is he from, did he play hockey?
Of course
like,
he did.
Like,
I don't.
Hockey
but listen, ladies, Don't trust hockey players ever.
Oh, we know.
They all have STDs and no teeth somehow. But I, like, my whole flirt with him is how, like, I'm not going to fuck with you because you're a hockey player. So naturally I'm fucking with him. But he's a little, he's nice, but it's like a, pretend nice.
Well, it's because it's the Minnesota real Minnesota nice. Nice. Like Midwest nice is very different from, that's concerning.
Oh, yeah. My manager calls me from an anonymous number because she's like paranoid about the
thing. That's so weird.
I don't know. Wait, should I take it? I'm just kidding. There's some, wait. Hold on, I'm on a podcast.
No, I think like where I'm from, nice is different. I think it's like slightly more genuine.
Because you're Illinois.
Yeah, and then I think southern is really fake. And I also think like really north is really fake.
See, I'm from Brooklyn, which means if I'm nice to you, you make me uncomfortable. Like if I'm nice to you, we're not cool.
Wow.
Like I have to be like, what's up, bitch? You look like shit this morning. And then you tell me I look like shit. And then I'm like, I fucking trust you.
Mm.
I love you.
That's such a weird
But
thing.
If I'm like, how's the weather? I like your shirt. I probably am going to go talk shit about
See,
you.
See, like East Coast nice. Or like East Coast people weird me out so much. Like my dad is from Brooklyn.
Oh,
so
cool. That's why we get along. We're from Brooklyn together.
Big Yankees gal.
I'm walking here.
I actually saw a guy do that the other day. And I was like, oh, my God, this happens? Crazy. But so my dad's from Brooklyn. My mom's from Iowa. So she's also like Midwest nice, but like fake nice.
Yeah.
So
it's an interesting interaction because it's like the way I show affection is by making fun of people.
Mm-hmm. Alana says that all the time.
Thank you. Hannah.
And that's why we are on the same page.
Yeah. Versus meanwhile, I'm like so soft and I'm like, I will show my affection by telling you deeply how much I love you.
I said my love.
Like, thanks.
My love.
She doesn't know what to do with it. She's like, okay.
Exactly. You end the conversation like, where cool. You're like, you look good. And then you say thanks and then you ruin the conversation. It's over. But if I start talking shit about your outfit and you start talking shit about my outfit, I'm like, are we going to make out?
And this is why sometimes it's like hard to date in different regions. Like it must be like if you moved to Minnesota.
Honey, I went to school in Wisconsin.
Okay.
All the dudes were like didn't
went to my high school.
Yeah. They all were from like Illinois and they said that I was complex. And I'm like, I'm not complex. I just have bad anxiety and I get depressed a lot.
And like you just express yourself differently. I feel like I can't date a guy from here.
Ellie, don't say that.
And it's just true. When I meet a guy that's from like Chicago or from the Midwest, I'm like, like my Midwest boyfriend, there
you're like,
you are.
Let's talk about the Bears.
Okay. The Bear. I don't talk like that.
The Bears. I'm sorry. I like to stereotype everyone.
It's fine. I mean, it's not fine. It's fine.
But sometimes opposites
like
attract.
Chicago people.
Like you're a little sweet ball of joy. And then he can be like a dark. Well, yeah. And a lot of tears. And then he could, you know, have some attitude.
Right. But I need that attitude for sure.
Yeah. Because low key, you're full of sass.
Yes. Very sass.
Sassy full.
Sassful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a word, right? Alana, look that up.
Sassy full. Sorry, I'm looking at apartments right now.
She's like, you guys lost
Listen,
me.
Alana, there's some really beautiful 3 bedrooms available right now because my roommates and I have been looking and I'm like,
I know. Sorry, I'm engrossed. Shit. I keep getting emails from realtors.
Street Easy is like
Street Easy's
my shit. Yeah. My jam.
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff.
What am I looking up?
Oh, we were just kidding.
Sassafras. You don't actually have to like.
She's like, sassafras. Can you guys get it together?
Just fucking do what you're. All right, you're right. We should probably get into the episode. Nice little intro there.
You should probably do this.
Oh, man. I need a fucking boyfriend.
It feels like Friday.
It does.
You say I need a fucking boyfriend. No, you don't. Boyfriends are so time consuming. You have to like feed them and like make sure they get enough sleep and make sure they don't drink too much.
Stuff.
Go on walks with them.
Yeah.
Respond to them. Ugh. It's exhausting.
This is what I'm saying. It's
go on walks. Was that what
I don't even know what you do with boyfriends.
That's what I'm saying, as though they're like a pet.
What's weird is when you're seeing a guy and then they're finally like, do you want a date? And they're like, okay. And then you're like, so is it different now? Now that like, what do we do now that you're my boyfriend? Do I have to, I don't know.
You just have to call them your boyfriend all the time.
Yeah, you're just like,
my boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
And did you guys know my boyfriend?
Or you just go, we had dinner last night. We decided to stay home early. One guy said we, and I was like, honey,
we're not at the we.
Don't throw the we around.
Every time I hear a we, I'm like, oh, are we a we?
I know.
I'm an I and you're a you. Are we a we?
We is like devastating.
We is like the first stage of a relationship. It's like before boyfriend, girlfriend, you're a we.
You're right.
Yeah.
No, a guy like Oh, also this guy, this Minnesota guy was very drunk and he left me a voicemail this weekend. It's
like,
so funny.
Oh, you hoser.
It's so funny. I kind of want to play it.
You should.
Okay, this is so fucking funny.
Turn it up.
At the end of this voicemail, he says something accidental and I've been seeing him for like 3 or 4 weeks and I want you guys to decide what you think about
this
because it's pretty damn good. Okay, also he's 35. He leaves voicemails. Like, I don't know.
I love that for him.
I love that for him.
Bird Dog, it's 2:04. He's so Minnesota.
I love you. I mean, fuck. God damn it, I can't send that. I just say I love her. Nobody gets I like you. You're cool. We're cool. Happy birthday. Bye.
Shut the fuck up. That is so funny.
Oh my God. He definitely,
that was the end of a 2-minute voicemail.
He definitely just... 2 minutes.
That's hilarious.
Wait, hold on. First of all, 2 minutes, long time in voicemail time.
Yeah.
2 minutes. It was like a full-on novel.
Second of all...
That's hilarious.
I'm
holy
sure that
shit.
He just didn't, like... You know, it's like, all right, love you, bye. But like, oh
I know.
God, that's so funny.
But I love how he also like kept talking into him and go, shit, I just said that I loved her.
Yeah, I thought he's talking to somebody, but he's just talking to you.
But like, my friends are like, oh my God, no. He loves you. And I'm like, no, I've done that before with
me
like
too.
A boyfriend in the beginning where, you know, you talk to your mom, yeah. Talk to your friends, love you. And I was like, love you, bye. And I was like, fuck. But then my friends are like, he's in love with you. And I'm like, guys, you're so enabling and trying to fuck with my head.
Yeah,
he doesn't love me.
You're making me crazier than I need
but
to.
But he has positive feelings towards me,
yes,
I think.
And
it's
that's
his subconscious.
Great. He likes you.
He likes
I mean,
me.
He said
he thinks
likes
I'm
you.
Cool.
I don't love you. I like you. I think you're cool. That's so funny. That's the most like dude thing I've ever heard.
He's such a dude.
Also, if he has any 35-year-old Minnesota hockey player friends, like
I would never let you deal with them.
Why?
Because you are my beautiful, innocent baby. I will succumb myself to that. You will not.
I can handle myself, mom. What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm just very protective of you.
Shouldn't be.
He does have really hot hockey friends.
Okay. Well, hi. Hi.
He like loves choking.
Same.
But like I've never like been that in. I've never dated a guy who's like really into choking, but I'm and he I basically am like he's 35. Like he probably choked a lot of girls in his day and none of
he's
them have
good
died.
At it, you know?
I need to like let
I'm sure he knows
give him
doing.
Control. You like to get choked?
I do like to get choked.
It's just a pressure thing.
Yeah, I like pressure, but
okay,
like
so
what about the air?
Here's the thing.
The air pipes.
You have to make sure they're doing it right. So if they like are pressing on your windpipe, like that's not good
because no.
You might die.
Yes.
But if you like right here, if they're choking you there, then it like feels good.
Is he like putting his whole pressure on
okay,
your
so
throat?
We haven't had sex yet. We
oh.
Just like, he was like choking me, well, making out.
It's kind of hot.
It was very hot.
We just like looked at each other and were like, all right.
It was hot. But then I'm like, if he's doing this, just making out, like.
He's going to wreck.
He's going
shit.
To cut my head off
yeah.
When we have sex.
I think sometimes guys, if they're
die.
Like on top of you, they'll
yeah.
Put their hand
for like support.
For
I like that. Like
on your
I do that.
I like it on the collarbone.
When I'm like on top, sometimes I'm just like
I'm
putting
gonna use
this.
And
also, oh my God! But I have to tell this story. One time I did that, and it was this guy. It was the guy I was talking about before, actually. And I was like on top, and I did it, and I was like, "Oh, this is hot," because I'm choking. And he didn't say anything, but he kind of was just like, you know, like a little weird about
yeah.
It. And then afterwards, I remembered that he had like.
She's laughing too hard to talk, saying it's not funny.
He had like a really bad neck injury that he was healing from, so he had to wear a neck brace like almost 24/7. And I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and fucking choke you.
So like, little Ellie
neck.
Broke his
I,
neck.
I almost murdered him, pretty much.
You know what? It's and I like fucking with large men. Like huge men.
Oh, how big is he?
I don't know. My
give me
he's only like 6'2", but
oh,
my
only,
ex is
yeah.
Like 6'6", and I was
6'4".
It's because I have my own insecurities. Because I played sports
you
and I want to feel like
girl.
A dainty flower. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if I date a guy, I'm 5'7", so with heels, oh. I'm like 5'11". What kind of heels am I
yeah,
wearing?
Yeah, wearing.
Right, Santa.
I would be walking around like a baby deer. Then I can't even walk in heels. But anyway, so I like a bigger dude to make me feel dainty. It's my own insecurities, but. Also, when my friends was like, if they choke you, sometimes it means they want you to choke them. But I feel like
sometimes.
Yeah, I
don't
know
sometimes
if I,
it means
yeah,
that they're like
maybe
just
a little
dominant
bit.
And
yeah.
They want to be in control. You know?
But do they want me to fight back? Like, what
no,
are we doing?
He's not like attacking you. Like,
I'm like, are we fucking or fighting? What is happening?
It's kind
here?
Of both, but it's like you have to just be like, oh, you're so strong.
Oh my God, you're so big and I'm so
oh
small.
Dainty.
You're so masculine.
I can't breathe.
That's why, like, if a little dude would choke me, it would be weird. If a little dude would choke me, I'd be like, I can't feel shit. I can't, like, spoon or cuddle with a 5'6 guy
because like
I feel like I'm wearing a backpack. Or that I have, like, a little keychain on me. Little keychain. Okay, sorry. I'm, like, so mean about small guys. I'm going to, like...
No, I'm kind of into the short king movement right now. I don't know why.
Yeah, you had a great tweet about, like, we need to stop putting these guys on pedestals just because their genetics made them
6'1". Yeah, like, they're not special. I mean, we know tall guys who are fucking weird, you know?
Are you kidding me?
We were just talking
the
about
the hotter they are, the weirder they are, because their life isn't normal. They're treated differently.
You need a guy that... Oh my God, I talked about this before. I met a guy once who just like, he's like, yeah, I always approach women on the street and talk to them and like go on dates with
them. Nope, don't like that. I'm like, I like that.
You can only get away with that because you're gorgeous.
Yeah, this guy I'm talking to, he's so hot and he's like kind of funny, not really. And he'll like say like kind of funny things to people and they'll like laugh hysterically. And once I said to him, I was like, do you realize if you weren't so hot and you said that to that guy would have called security on you. Like I would have been like, you're a fucking weirdo.
Like you're not funny.
That's why I'm like, is he funny or is he just hot? You have to ask yourself these things. You won't ever know.
I don't think there's a way to know until after the fact.
I can't get in touch with my feelings. That's why I have trouble dating. Like I literally can't tell if I like a guy or he just like laughed at my joke. Or he just like like I'm like, are we
like
in
him,
love?
Does he just think I'm pretty and I like that?
Exactly. Yeah. Like I'm really, and then like 7 months later you get bored, like the pheromones die
seven
or whatever
months,
they do.
Or three weeks,
and then I'm like, I don't like him. But I already told my friends like we're getting married and stuff just because
so
he
hard
has
to backtrack.
Yeah. I need to like somehow see the red flags earlier. This is turning to a therapy session for me. I knew this would happen.
It's just me. My personality.
Yeah, you bring it out.
I do. I'm that person. Guys sometimes tell me, it's funny, it's like they'll sit down with me, like platonic guy friends, didn't mean to, within 30 seconds they're showing me pictures of their exes and being like, and this is us like at the mountain
or
whatever.
My God,
like I just have the vibe or something.
What's the rule, do you think, with guys talking about their exes? Because I've dated a guy that he talked about his exes so much it was almost a control thing. Like he was almost warning me of what I shouldn't do. Like he hated when this ex did this, this ex did that. And he told me after, he was like, I felt like I took dirty shoes and walked through like our new house.
Yeah.
So then I'm talking to this new guy and he had like he just got out of a relationship like 5 months ago. So he's talking about it a lot to me. And I just was like, I care about this. Like I want to understand you, but like, let's not make this a thing.
Yeah. Cause talk to your friends about that.
Right?
I
but then I don't want to tell
them
to shut up.
But it's like with guys, it's tough because I think guys have a harder time being vulnerable and like being open, especially with their guy friends.
Yeah,
so they
open
you,
up.
That means they want to, you know.
It's hard because like I don't want to hear about his ex.
Of course you don't.
But he like vented to me last night a lot. And at the end, I was like, I totally love that you told me this, but like, please don't tell me it again.
I never want to hear about it again.
Like, because it's the easiest way to, like, not want to have sex with you is envision you fighting
with
your ex.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think there's, like, what's the thing? It's, like, a statute of limitations.
Yes.
Like, you can talk about your ex if we're, like, 2 months into the relationship. And then also when we're like 5 years into the relationship.
Yeah.
Once I'm like, okay, you love me and you're never going to leave me.
Yeah.
Then you can talk about another woman.
Because it's almost a controlling thing. Then even if they're talking about how much they don't like her, it's still like, I still have other girls on my mind.
Yeah. It's like if you're still saying like, I fucking hate my ex, like she's crazy. Then it's like, you still love her.
Well, that's a red flag to me. If a dude says
she's
my ex
crazy.
Is crazy.
Like he's crazy.
Run. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, first of all, I leave. Leave any dude that makes you feel crazy. That's like my rule. If you ever feel crazy in a relationship, leave.
That's a really good rule.
That's like my number one rule. And so if a guy goes, yeah, my ex is crazy, I'm like, dude, you drove her crazy.
Yes.
Or you like crazy girls. And
a lot of guys like crazy girls.
Yeah, this guy I'm talking to likes crazy girls. And I'm like, my whole life I've been trying to like
not be crazy.
And these guys are like, oh, I like crazy girls. But I think I'm crazy in that like I'm passionate and I'm crazy with my own shit. But like, if you want a girl that like calls you 100 times because you didn't respond to one text, that's not me. But then it's like our whole life we've been trained to not do that.
And
then
yet guys are like a little, it's like an ego thing.
Yeah, but I think it's their own insecurity. So when a guy says, I like crazy girls, I'm like, well, then you need to work on your self-esteem if you need a girl to call you 500 times because you didn't respond to a text.
Never going
to
do that.
And then also I think they're not looking for something serious when they say that too. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you want a girl that's going to burn your house down when you have a family? Sorry, that got real dark. Real dark, sorry. Oh,
men are so weird. I think about it so often. Like, I think about the fact that, like, God, if I had only been born a lesbian, like, I would never have to deal with this shit.
No, but also I think lesbians are really confusing too. Like, I
must be hard to
my
date
best
girls.
Friend was a lesbian. She still is a lesbian. She still is a lesbian, but like, though, you know how like girls fight and we're like all in our heads? Imagine two of us.
It would never
so
happen.
Like they would just be in these like crazy long fights that like it was just terrible. Where guys at least would be like, okay, you were right.
My issue is I always end up with guys that don't know how to talk about being mad at me. Like they'll be mad at me and I'll know they're mad at me and I'm like, you're mad at me, and they're like, I'm not mad at you, and then 5 minutes later,
why, because they're jealous,
blow up at me or whatever. They just like, can't communicate.
I have no tolerance for guys who hold it in then snap.
Me either.
I mean, I hold it in, but then I just break up with you. I won't snap. Like, the snapping is the most unattractive thing to me. Like, I understand some people grew up with their parents who fought and snapped in front of them. They think that's love. But, like, with your relationship, you need a trust factor. And if you think at any time it could snap, then you're walking on eggshells all the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's, like, really hard to trust someone in a relationship when you feel like, if I do something, anything wrong, you're going to ignore me for 3 days. And then when I ask you for good, you'll say, yeah, we're good. And then you'll yell at me in a couple days.
And then how am I supposed to trust you to choke me?
Exactly. Because you might actually fucking kill me. That's how I feel about it. Damn.
The choking is a thin line.
But I
guess
line.
You letting him choke you means like there's a trust in there. I like it around the collarbone, like here.
Okay, I don't know that that would do anything.
I don't know. That's
I've never
like
thought about it. I'm just like,
because I feel like then
do
I
it.
Feel like I can't breathe.
I just do. Do we innately know how to choke people?
No, I don't think. I think the first time you do it, you're like, oh, I might die. Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I guess we don't really have to do DMs.
We don't.
I knew this was going to happen. Gaz, he saw me walking in here. He was like, oh, like, what's going on Schnitt Talk today? I was like, our girl, Hannah Berner. Like, she's coming in. He's like, oh, you're queen. I was like, yeah.
You're queen.
Yeah, and then he was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know, but I know that it'll be something.
When we first sat down, Ellie goes, hey, just to let you know, I don't know what we're going to talk about. And I'm like, perfect. I love
exactly.
When it just goes where it's meant to go.
That's why I like trust you, because like we can.
Yeah, I just played an intimate voicemail that a guy would, he'd be so mad if he knew I was playing this.
Love you. Fuck. Wait, no, I like you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I just
You're
said
cool.
I love her.
You're cool. Oh, shit, I told her I love her.
Oh, that was so
that
Irish.
That was Irish.
I told her I love her.
That was
Lucky
really
charms.
Good. Lucky charms.
We have an Irish coworker. We make fun of him a lot.
That's fun.
He'll just be like, oh, it's grand over here. Like,
hi, love.
Hi, love.
Goes, we have an Irish coworker. He talks differently than us, so we shit on him.
I make fun of Alana for being Italian.
I'm Italian, too. You could throw me into the
but
mix.
But you're, like, less Italian.
I know. Alana. My friends say I'm not tan enough to be Italian. I'm like, fuck you guys. I'm
you're
50%.
You're very tan, though.
It's a little spray. It's a little fake.
Oh, is it? It looks good.
It's a little spray. But this girl is amazing. She takes like a good 30 minutes.
To do your spray tan?
Yeah, like it's a legitimate
really?
Spray
that's
tan.
That's long.
But yeah, she's incredible.
Send me that information.
I'll send you the info.
Fake spray tan gal.
I don't love when you just go into these places and they take 5 minutes and then you're like sweaty because it's the summer and then you're in the subway and you're just dripping. Once it like started raining immediately after my spray tan,
and
I was
like
well, God, there's 70 bucks out
be.
The door.
Yeah.
But... Oh my God, you had the funniest tweet when you said, bitches get one spray tan and they forget how to act.
And I'm like, that's me. I'm bitches.
That's me. Like, when I get a spray tan and your boobs are tan.
Yeah.
Oh,
do
best.
You know how
are
many.
You fucking, I'm like, I'm a porn star.
Do you know how many nudes I take when I have a spray tan? It's like a bad situation.
Dude, you're always used to your boobs like just being these like white triangles against your body. When I have, because I like you'll tan in it. Yeah. When, if you did get tan, that would happen to you.
Yeah. Okay.
But like when my tits are tan, I'm like, I am Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I'm like glistening. Yeah. I am gorgeous. I like every, I'm like, damn. I'm like, seriously, it's a problem. Like when I got that like big mirror in my room, like I got like a big standing
mirror. Oh,
that's mirror.
Very dangerous.
First of all, that's dangerous because I'm a narcissist. Yep. But second of all, I immediately like had gotten a spray tan right after purchasing the mirror. It was like my roommates like didn't see me for 3 days.
You immediately lose 15 pounds from a spray
skinny
tan.
Skinny and you're toned and it's like.
You can even get them to like tone it so you look like you have abs.
Really?
Yeah. This is just, you know, secrets.
Pro tip. So life there was hacks. Actually a DM while we're here talking mm-hmm. about nudes. A mm-hmm. girl was like, or actually it was a guy, I think. And he was like, so after you end a relationship, do you keep the nudes or do you get rid of them? And we've somewhat talked about this, but what do you think?
So like, I'm not a big nude person because I always felt like it's going to be used against me. Like, I'm very paranoid. Like, even before I was on TV, I was just, like, marketing at a t-shirt company. And I was like, I'm going to be big one day and I cannot have nudes around. So I don't send nudes. However, this one guy I was dating sent me a nude. And he had the biggest dick, like, in the world. So I was like, I'm going to save this just to show all my friends when I feel like it. So,
fair.
Like, I use it as, like, an entertainment value. Mm-hmm. I've never had a guy... I would keep all of them. I think dicks are hilarious.
I think I forget sometimes that I even have
them. Yeah, you kind of move on.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I have a nude.
I'll straight up to my friend be like, do you want to see the biggest dick ever?
I used to show my friends Mike's nudes all the time because he sent me one once that he was like, on Snapchat he's like, I'm a towel rack, and it was like a boner and he just had like
the towel draped
over the boner. I was like, oh my god.
It was really but then funny. It makes me nervous, like the amount of times I show my friends nudes guys
sent
me.
That they do.
Like they show, that's why I just don't do that shit. I don't want to.
Well, it's like, I know I look good naked, so I don't really care.
I know, but I want to get paid for it.
It's fair.
If everyone's gonna see it, I want to get paid.
That's true.
That's just my business sense, you know.
Well, on that note.
If you want to see some nudes, slide into my DMs. Also, I'm trying to get into feet. I heard feet is like a huge business.
Feet's big. Always cover your toes in pictures because those babies are worth a lot of money.
They are. That's the one thing we should learn from this conversation. Just send your tits and vag. No toes.
No toes. No toes. All right. Thanks so much for being on, Hannah. We love you so much. Okay. Before we go, got a word from a sponsor. This is for Fleur. I love perfume. I wear perfume every day. I actually wear three kinds of perfume every day. I'm like a crazy person. I like having variations in my scents and blah, 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 whatever. So introducing Fleur. Sorry. I can't do this in front of you. So Fleur makes stunning non-toxic perfumes, and they list all of their ingredients online, so you get a good scent made with clean ingredients, and the sample process is just plain fun. Guys, it's kind of like doing an online quiz because you get to pick out three scents that you think, you know, really represent you, and you guys know we're always a slut for an online quiz. I love Fleur. I've been wearing Hanami lately. It smells really good. And they actually have candles, and one of the candle scents, I don't remember what it's called, but I think I just have the candles now, and one of them is that scent, and it smells so good. So go to Fleur.com today and use promo code Ellie to get 20% off your first custom Fleur sample set. Pick three scents to try and get credit towards a full-size bottle of your favorite. That's promo code Ellie at Fleur.com to get your first three Fleur fragrance samples at 20% off. PHLUR.com, promo code Ellie. All right. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode.
I have a live show.
Oh,
huge. August 20th. Oh, no, it's okay. I have a live show at Gotham Comedy August 22nd. So that's like next week. Paige DeSorbo from Summer House is going to be on it. The whole Summer House crew. It may or may not be filmed. And you guys should get tickets. It's on my Instagram at beingburns. I love you.
I love you so much. All right. Have a good day. Have a good night. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we hope it's a good one. And we will catch you on Tuesday.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee. Burning through the hours talking. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I'd stay for a long time. Cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm